With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A lot of us will be traveling for the New Year's holiday. Rita Foley has more.
First, the good news, sort of. If you're traveling on Sunday, yeah, that's New Year's Eve day, or Monday, New Year's Day, you'll probably see minimal traffic on the road, says the AAA and INRIX, the data provider. But tomorrow is expected to be a busier than normal Saturday on the roads, as many Americans get where they're going for that big New Year's Eve party. Gas is $3.12 a gallon today. That's about 4 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. Airports are expected to be the busiest over this holiday season than they have ever been at this time of year. AAA says by the time the holidays are over, more than 115 million of us will have been on the move. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans in Congress slammed the decision by Maine's Democrat Secretary of State Shina Bellows to bar Donald Trump from the GOP primary ballot because of his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack.
Maine's GOP Senator Susan Collins wrote in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the Secretary of State's decision should be overturned, echoing other Republicans. House GOP Chair Representative Liz Stefanik of New York blasted the decision as an attack on democracy and called for the U.S. Supreme Court to overrule it. Maine became the second state to declare the former president ineligible to serve as president, following a similar ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court last week. Edwin Mora, Washington.
It's been a year of surprisingly robust gains on Wall Street, but on the last trading day, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 44 points. The NASDAQ, 61 points in the red. This is SRN News. California stores are doing some rearranging.
On Monday, a new law goes into effect that will require all department stores to present their wares in a gender-neutral fashion. No more boys or girls sections. No more dolls on one shelf and cap guns on another. There can be no acknowledgement of any differences between male and female. Greg Bird of the California Family Research Council tells Fox News the new law is probably a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of millions of people participated in Giving Tuesday this year, raising $3.1 billion in a single day of charities. Many charities are getting creative. Compassion International, a Christian ministry, partnering with the popular gaming platform Roblox, when gamers purchase certain in-game items, all of the proceeds will be used to help families in need. This is SRN News. A federal judge is accepting new Georgia congressional and legislative voting districts drawn up by Republican lawmakers.
The judge Thursday rejected claims the new maps didn't cure illegal vote dilution and should be rejected, adding he can't interfere with legislative choices even if Republicans move to protect their power. The maps were redrawn in a recent special legislative session after the judge in October ruled a prior set of maps illegally harmed black voters. The approval sets the stage for them to be used in the 2024 elections and are likely to reproduce the current 9-5 Republican majority among the Peach State's 14 congressional seats. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The U.S. military launching its secret space plane on another mission that's expected to last at least a couple of years. Known as the X-37B, the reusable robotic craft is carrying classified experiments. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.